This is October the 4th, 1976. Mrs. Alberta Wayne, Nee Thompson of Duck Pond, is going to share some of her remembrances of the past. How old are you, Bertie?
I'm 82, last June the 30th.
And where were you born?
I was born at Point La Probe, or Duck Pond.
And where did you go to school?
I went to school in Nipper Harbor.
Now, you said it really wasn't called Duck Pond.
No, Rosebank.
Why did they name it Rosebank?
Because the bank was, and when I first remember the bank along the shore, was filled with wild roses.
Yes.
And it was just a solid mass all along that bank. And through the years, the sea, you know, washed the bank away and destroyed the plants.
Give it.
That's why he called it.
But what a nice name. Now, who, do you remember anything about your ancestors, what they did? Were they boat builders, or?
They were boat builders. And they built a ship down there at Duck Pond that went to Europe. And one of the boys was master of the ship, my father's oldest brother.
Do you know his name?
James. And there was three sea captains in that family.
Yes.
James, George, and Harry.
And they sawed their own lumber to make the boats, didn't they?
Yes, they did, with a saw that went up and down. I can remember that.
The big log.
They put it up, up high on the loft of the barn or something like that.
And
yes. They sawed their own boats.
Yes. And they tell me your father was an expert with a broadaxe.
That's right.
And did they do any farming?
Yes, kind of farm for their own use. No commercial farming.
No. And what, did you have animals?
We had 4 and 5 cows, 2 horses, a flock of sheep, flock of hens, geese,
Yes. What about fishing? Did they fish?
Oh, yes, they fished. They fished for lionfish, like hake and codfish and that, and mostly lobsters.
Did they? Mm-hmm. They must have sawed their own crab stuff for lobsters. Did they?
Well, in the first year, but the later years they bought it.
Yes. Did they get cash? They all dealt in cash, or did they trade or barter?
Oh, they dealt in cash for their fish.
Yes. Do you remember any wrecks or anything that came in there?
I remember one, and it landed, it was a thick fog, and right off the cove, right off the beach, we heard this commotion, and we knew there was something there. So every once in a while we could see the sails of the boat, I can remember that. So my mother said to Alfred, my oldest brother, you go to a point and have them telegraph in that there's a wreck. So he ran all the way, I guess, down there. And they came down from the city. They brought it ashore on the beach and then they filled it with oil barrels, empty oil barrels, and floated it and took it away.
Yeah. Was anyone lost?
No.
And did it have a cargo?
I don't remember that, what it had. I don't remember. But the state of Maine was kind of short, Point La Probe, when I was an infant, when I was born, and I was named for his daughter, the captain's daughter.
Oh, you was? Well, isn't that interesting? Were times hard? How did they make out money-wise? Was there any problem?
Well, not that I remember in my time, because they always had the fish, and I don't know, seemed to me, but in the winter, I think when I first could remember, I think one winter, Father go to the lumber woods or something.
Yes.
But that's the only time that I would leave away, in winter in the lumber woods.
Yes. What kind of food did they eat mostly?
Well, we ate mostly, let me see, vegetables off the farm and fish. And then we always had two pigs. Father had two pigs that they had. And we always had mutton or veal or, you know, and then you kill a beef every fall. And that's what we went like that.
And you had your own hens?
Oh, yeah, we always had our own hens and lots of butter and eggs and milk and that sort of thing. So we weren't hungry at all.
Almost,
we had a good living.
It almost sounds better than now.
Well, it is. What?
And what about school? Was there a school when you grew up? You
yes,
was able
there was
to go
always
school?
A school in Dibber while I, when I was growing up.
Yeah. Did you remember anything about the First World War?
Well, yes, I was about 16. Not the First World War, but the South African War.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, and I remember one of the boys that went. It was my sister's brother-in-law, you know, went overseas.
Which sister? Which?
That would be, you know, Ethel Gertie Rose and
oh, yes.
Those girls.
Yes.
Well, their uncle would be
oh,
their
goodness.
Uncle.
Yes. And then the First World War. Did
well, the First World War, my brother-in-law went, my husband's brother.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Harvey.
Harvey, yes.
Oh, Harvey Wayne.
Yeah.
Harvey's name for him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Uncle Dave Thompson went.
Yeah.
And I don't remember too many from the First World War that went from that area.
Well, I don't remember either, you know, from down that way. The Second World War. Great.
Yes. Yes, I did. And the number of houses, how many homes was there when you, that you can remember?
Where?
At Duck Pond, in that area.
Well, there was just two houses, our home and the one over where Alfred used to live.
Who built it?
Well, I don't know who built it, but Clarks lived in it. Duncan Clark lived in it when I first remember. And he was married to one of my father's sisters.
I see.
And that's all, that's the whole over there. But we had a big house, it was 14, 15, I guess, rooms in it. But my uncle lived in one side of the house and he had seven rooms.
And this one the Thompsons built?
Yes, that's what Grandfather Thompson built that.
Yes. And did they have a boat building yard too? Did they not build boats?
Oh, yes, they built boats.
Yes.
But they built them out. They built smaller boats in a shop they had, building.
Yes.
But the bigger boats they built right down by the shore on what we used to call the coal pile.
Yes.
Because the coal for the from Point La Proa Whistle, they used to land it there and then they haul it by horse down to the point.
Mm-hmm.
And they dumped the coal there. And we always called it the coal pile.
And where did the coal come from? St. John?
Oh, well, they've come from St. John, came down.
Did you know that they had looked for coal out, or coal out towards Charlie Wilson's?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
Did they find any?
Well, not enough to.
They say the shafts were there?
Well, they were when I was a child and growing up. I never wrote them exactly, but I was the orange. So they were there. But they didn't think it was enough to
make it worth producing.
No.
And what was your mother's duties? What did she do around the house? Did she work outdoors at all? Did she look after the hens and garden?
Well, she looked after the hens and her own flower garden. So my mother always had a beautiful flower garden.
Did she?
And she had a string of sweet peas, maybe about 30 feet long, from the house down the road, and they were gorgeous.
Oh, they must have been.
Yeah. And, but other than that, mother never worked in the place like we do in vegetables or milking the cows or anything like that.
Someone told me about a man coming there one time that pretended to be deaf and dumb. Do you remember anything about that? And
what was it?
Well, that he said he could, or he pointed like he couldn't talk or anything, and your mother got nervous, and some of them came in. Maybe it was your grandmother. And the man said they would hang him, and he started talking.
I never heard that story.
I think Lee told this one.
I think that was a story.
Oh, you think it was? Mm. What village did you feel part of? Did you feel part of Mesa's Bay?
No, it was Dipper Harbor.
Dipper Harbor,
yes.
Yeah. And what were the outstanding traditions of the time? Do you know what values they held to mostly then?
Well,
what did they consider a successful person?
Well, I think mostly if anybody was honest, you know,
yes.
A person's word then was just as good as their...
It was their bond.
Yes. It was their bond.
Yes.
Yeah. And you could rely on that.
Yes. Was there much feeling between churches and things like that in that day, do you know, or politics? Was there?
I don't think.
No. Nothing pronounced.
No, nothing pronounced.
No. And people were willing to help their neighbors.
Oh, yes, they always. You know, there was, anybody was building a new building or anything, the men around would go and help them, you know, till they got
yes.
it done. Very neighborly, help one another.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, now you had Indians. They were quite close.
Indians within a mile of us.
What were they, Micmacs?
Don't ask me because I don't
know. Oh, you don't know. Well, what were they like? Can you tell me something about them? Did you ever go into any of their...
Well, they had... They used to come up to the cove and they had canoes. And they would go out in those canoes off Point La Probe and shoot porpoise. And they try them out in a big pot for the oil, porpoise oil, because they didn't have the oils that they have now. And that was their purpose of being up there. But they were nice, sociable people, and they often came to our home. And there was one man, his name was Mitchell, and Father was having him to dinner every Sunday, but...
Yeah.
And he was... But they were very sociable and always got along nice, and they'd come up and get vegetables and, you know, a few things on the place. And we never really troubled with them. And Willie, Juanita's father, he lived with the Indians, but he used to be out gunning with them.
Yeah.
And when they went hunting, you know, like for deer and things like that, they'd always take Willie along.
Yeah.
And he got some. Shoot, I guess, as well as an Indian.
Yes. Did they have their wives and families with them?
No. Just once do I remember of one of them having their wives and the little papoose.
Yes.
And it was so cute. And they had it strung from a hammock in the bar on the tent roof down,
yes.
You know. So,
yeah. Yes. And they lived in tents?
No, they lived in They build camps out of boards that they pick up on the beach.
Oh, did
they? You know?
Yes.
See, then there was so many lumber mills along the St. John River here.
Yes.
That when they come high tide or anything, they'd all schnapps along the shore.
Yes.
You could pick up lumber any time then along the shore. So they built these camps, and they were quite comfortable.
Yeah.
They didn't leak or anything. They had some kind of a roof on them, I don't know.
And what other food did they have? They'd have berries and meat.
Oh, they
and
ate just the same as we would eat.
They did?
Yes, they did. They'd bring their food with them.
Yeah.
And they weren't, they had their own homes down around outside of St. Andrews there somewhere.
Yes. They were the Passamaquoddy.
Yes, that's right, too,
yeah.
They were. And they just lived like we did.
Yes. Did they smoke?
Oh, well, they smoked their pipe.
Did they?
Just ordinary, like any man's pipe.
Yes, that's what I thought. Yes, I wasn't thinking of big, long piece pipe.
No, but you know, just still thinking.
Yes. That's kind of nice to hear, because there has been friction in different places with Indians and different people, but here it never seemed to.
Oh, no, not down there, as I knew the Indians, and an Indian woman has come to my home many times, going around selling baskets and something around. Well, I lived in St. John, she used to come occasionally, and she says, "You're not afraid of us." And I said, "Why, no. Why should I be afraid?" I always give her a cup of tea.
Yes.
Easily. But there's always the basket. Oh, we used to have the loveliest little baskets, you know. They'd bring up, the wives would make them, you know, fancy baskets.
Yes.
And they'd always bring us girls.
They do beautiful work. They always have. Such fine work. They seem to have such patience.
And they wave sweet grasses in them.
Yes.
And, they...
I have one now. I keep hankies in them.
Yeah, well, that's what we used to have, a hanky basket. Mm. Oh, but that's where they were with the cover on there.
Yeah. It's lovely. And they used to hunt moose. Too, did they?
Or? Oh, yeah. Well, I never remember them hunting moose, but probably they did. I know they used to hunt deer.
Yes.
So I suppose probably they hunted moose, too.
Did the children go to school? But if
there wasn't any children.
No, that's
there.
Right. Where they didn't bring
them. They didn't bring any children.
No. They have told me of a Joe Newell. Did you know him?
Yes. Yeah.
And he could play a violin?
Oh. And he was a young fellow.
Was he
a young fellow?
It must be. I didn't know.
Yeah. Oh, yes. He used to come up and go over across the caribous to Mason's Bay with the other boys, with Alfred and another friend.
What do you call the caribous?
Well, there were bogs just between us and Boyle's and Mason's Bay. You know where Boyle's were
placed
down there. Well, between that, it was a barren, you know. We always called the caribou.
Yes.
In wet places, they had boards laid for you to walk. We used to go that way when we wanted to go over to, like, to Linnese around there.
Yeah.
And it was much shorter than go way around the road if we were walking. So they used to come up here.
I came across that word in the land memorials, the caribou,
mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what it meant.
Well, it's a boggy barren.
Well, that's interesting.
And there used to be some places on it that'd be nice berries grow. We used to call them greyhounds. They're a little old berry, but as big as a good sized marsh berry, cranberry. And they were gray with spots on them, but they were lovely berries.
Were they?
Yeah.
Do they not grow anymore?
Oh, I don't know.
I haven't heard of any.
No, I don't think they grew very much. Well, that mightn't have been the proper name of them anyway, because we just called them that.
Yes, well, it's rather nice to name your own.
Well, I don't know if they would know what they were or not.
What about clothing? From the time you remember, of course, they'd be able to buy it in St. John, would they? Or did they anyone raise sheep and make their own wool?
Oh, we had sheep.
And you...
socks and mitts and caps and stuff for us.
Oh, she did. You could weave? Or how?
Oh, no, I don't know about clothing. We never made any clothing for her. Only just some people knit a sweater, but I don't remember Mother knitting a sweater. It was too much of a job.
Yes. But you got the wool from your sheep for the socks and mittens. How often do you clip, or did they clip the sheep every?
In the spring of the year when it got warm enough.
Yes.
So they wouldn't get a chill after the fleece being off them.
Did they raise enough meat, like that they could sell some, or did they just raise enough for their own use?
No, they just raised enough for their own use.
I suppose everybody tried to do the same.
Well, I guess so. But Everybody, you know, didn't have the place up there that we have. She, people only had maybe their home and a little bit of land.
Yes.
But we had a
lot of land and a large home. What about winter time? Was it difficult to keep things from freezing in the winter time, or how did you?
No, I don't remember anything freezing, only that they wanted to freeze. If Father had a beef, he had a shed outside that he hung it up in, and it could freeze, and it was hard as anything.
Would it stay frozen all winter?
But as I remember, it would stay frozen. It was used anyway.
Yeah.
It never was spoiled. And they might salt some parts of it.
Yes.
And the pork the same way. You know, he'd kill the pork at a different times a year, one in the fall and one later on, so it would be all right.
Yes.
But none of us liked mutton, like a sheep.
Oh, you didn't?
No, none of us liked that, so Father always sold a sheep because he didn't want to murder them. So we said.
Yes, made pets of them.
So.
Did they use herring for lobster bait, same as they do now? I suppose they did.
Oh, yes, as far as I know, they did.
What about tools? Did they make any of their own tools, or did they bought them all? And I suppose they brought many with them, did they? Or?
Well, I don't know that either. I couldn't say whether they brought any with them or not. But I know, as I remember, Father always bought what he used.
Did he? Well, how did the Depression years affect your family in any way?
Well, no, because they didn't, because they just went on the same. As I remember, of course, I was married then in a way, but it didn't affect us any.
No.
My husband had a government job and he just went on the same.
Yes. Your husband was from Chance Harbor, was he?
No, he was originally born in Musquash as an infant.
Yeah.
And they lived there, that's in down in South Musquash. And then when he was about a year old, they bought a place out at the shore, what they call Little Musquash, out by the shore. And when he was about a year old, he said. And then they lived there for about 20 years, I think, and then they went to St. John, took the family because there wasn't any school. There had been a school for a while, but there wasn't any school, so they went to St. John's family to get an education.
Do you remember when Musquash was flooded?
Yeah.
What happened?
The dam burst.
And was anyone drowned?
Yes, it was one man drowned, I think, if I remember right. Yeah.
And the others were evacuated?
Oh, yes.
What about the homes they would fill?
Well, some of them were washed away down the river.
Yes. And they rebuilt it?
Well, it's never the same.
There was a fire there, too, one time, wasn't there?
Yes. We ripped it pretty well out. Musquash was a very promising place one time.
Yes.
Had sawmills and lumber, you know. Big ships came in to Musquash there and loaded lumber and that sort of thing. Oh, yes, it was a very busy place one time.
It was?
Yeah.
And that changed after the fire?
Yes, after the fire changed.
Yes. So when the dam broke, there wasn't as much going on.
No.
I noticed that so many people came from Musquash to the coast that I knew it must have been almost a metropolis of the area at that time.
But when I first remember Dipper Harbor, it didn't have over 7 or 8 houses.
Is that true?
On the west side of Dipper Harbor.
Can you tell me what houses there were?
Well, up there were Charlie's houses.
Yes.
Uncle Anton lived there. Uncle Anton Thompson, that'd be my father's uncle, great uncle.
Yeah. Is this Charlie's new house or the old one up in the hill?
No, the new
house.
Come on, well, he has there in the corner.
Yes.
I don't think he has it. He was it, Charlie. But anyway, there was that one. And then where Jimmy Clark lives, Duncan Clark lives. And then down where the canteen is, old William Clark, he built a house there, but it wasn't there when I first remember. I can remember him building that out, and a beautiful big house it was, and gorgeously furnished and lovely. And then Uncle Anton was across from the schoolhouse, then you know, remember where Edward and George lived?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that was there. And Harkins's house. And old John Clark's, down where somewhere where Cecil lives, I think.
Yeah.
And Jim O'Donnell's, old Jim O'Donnell's, Major O'Donnell I was. And Devine's, Colonel Devine.
Colonel Anderson.
Colonel Devine, too. They were army men, you know. No, Anderson lived in Musquash.
Well, Colonel George Anderson built the big house in Dipper Harbor in 1813.
Yeah, but I don't remember that. No. Well, unless it's the same, all I remember is Devine's big house.
That's it.
But that's the same one.
Yes.
Well, it was there. And then there wasn't another house. There was a little house up where Juanita's living now. Just a small house there, and I think who lived in it. But there was only there a short time. And then Addie Thompson lived in it afterwards, and then he built his own house across the street. And then those Bill James, he built that house when I was about 10 years old. That house was James, that old house, it changed. That's all the houses was there.
When did it start to grow?
Well, I don't know, hardly. It just went gradually, you know. Mm-hmm. One time my father said, we'll go to the cellar, and I shouldn't say this. Father go to the cellar and coming back, and he said, Maggie, when I get up the saw, morning I saw Reiner going with a bag in his bag. This was Duncan. And Mother says, where was he going? Across the field from our cellar, he said.
Was that from the
you know, the outside
the root cellar. Yes,
the root
I remember cellar. The root cellar.
Yeah, they had a way up there in the field. Well, anyway, he come across the fields, you see. And so he was going with a bag in his bag.
Yeah.
He was too lazy to plant them himself.
Well, then, why did they build that house in Dipper that they lived in?
Which house was that?
Duncan lived in the house there where Jimmy Clark is now.
I don't think. I think that was some of the...
That was an old house.
That was an old house. I don't know. He never built it. I'm sure of that.
I have a cradle that came from that house.
Have you?
Yes, one of those little old-fashioned ones. And I remember going up there as a kid and looking in the windows and seeing this cradle. And I came down, I met Wilmot on the road. And I asked him if I could have that cradle. I was scared to death, fearing he asked me what I was doing looking in the windows, but I wanted the cradle more than I... And the first he says, what do you want of a cradle? And I said, well, I'd just like to have it. And he said I could have it, and he gave it to me. And I was sorry afterwards I hadn't asked them for a lot more, because it's a very old-fashioned. You could take a picture of that.
Yes.
It's one of those, you know, cradles with the hood on it. The wooden.
I know. I remember. I remember they had one home when I first remember.
Yes.
Before they got the crib.
Yes. Well, now, Uncle Fred used to live in the other side of that house,
that's
didn't
what
he?
I said that Uncle Fred had rooms on the other side of the house.
Yes.
But he didn't have any family, so he didn't have as many rooms as he had.
Well, then when he married the second time, she had children, didn't she?
She had, but they never were there, only just to visit, that's all. Yes, she had two girls and a boy, but they were all grown up and able for themselves, and they used to come in the summertime and visit in the summertime.
Well, then didn't Uncle Fred have an immigrant boy?
Well, he was supposed to be an immigrant, but he was a connection.
Yeah. Oh, he was. Well, I'm one of those.
They had an adopted daughter. They had adopted a daughter. And in the course of time, she went to the States, and anyway, Uncle Fred had this boy after a while.
Oh, I see. Now, was that he and his first wife adopted the daughter?
Yeah. Son was a boy. Oh, yes, it's a daughter they adopted. Yeah, he and his first wife. I think she was some distant relation of his wife's, Aunt Lavinia's.
That's on the paint, isn't it?
Yes, I'm thinking of Lavinia. Now,
she was a craft. She was a craft, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Lavinia Craft.
Yeah.
Ellis said there was Lavinia's path that ran somewhere there.
Lavinia's path?
Lavinia's path. And he said he didn't know where the name ever came from.
Who told you that?
Ellis Mooney.
Well, I suppose they called it Lavinia's path because Lavinia just lived below them when they were kids.
Yes, that would go to
and,
Duck Pond, just see,
and
across the bog.
And Lavinia's path went across, that's the path I tell you got to walk the bogs, the parables.
Well, Lavinia was, she was Al Craft's sister, wasn't she?
Yes.
Yes, she's Uncle
Al
Fred's
Craft's
first
sister.
Wife.
And she was just as straight as, she was tall and slight, but just straight and just carried herself just like that. Well, it was just a byword, as straight as Eleanor.
Yes.
Well, is she, did she die with TB?
I couldn't tell you that. I don't know.
Do you remember any of your brothers or sisters that died? Do you remember Ethel?
Sure.
Oh, you do. She was younger than you, was she?
She knows she was.
Yes. Well, she was 16 or 17 when she died.
She was about 17. I was about 15.
Oh, she was just next to you.
And then I remember Ralph and Moretta and Chester, the baby.
What was the baby's name?
Chester.
Chester was the youngest, was he?
Yeah.
Well, he was younger than Daddy, wasn't he?
Oh, my, yes, he was the baby.
Oh, he was younger even than Aunt Matt then?
Yes.
He
was younger than, he was the last one.
What did your sister die of? Was she not well all her years?
Well, she hadn't been, never been very strong.
Well, they took the whooping cough, didn't they?
Well, the younger children, that's what happened to them. They took this whooping cough and they never got over it. Ralph took Spinous meningitis from them.
Yes.
And then Moretta, she just never got over it.
I remember Daddy saying, you know, he didn't know how his parents ever stood it, to lose so many.
I don't
many.
Know how they ever did.
They all died quite close together, didn't
four
they?
Four of them inside 9 months.
Yes, I've been through the old Church of England cemetery on the hill, and so many are young. And Captain James Thompson is buried there.
Who would he be, Aunt Bert?
Captain James Thompson's buried there?
I have a picture of his tombstone. It was it's broken in half now. It was vandalized, but his tombstone is there.
Well, I don't think I ever knew it. I don't remember. Can't remember.
He was one of the boys that you said he was that took that boat?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He's the one. Well,
you see, when they built the ship down Duck Pond.
All the brigands.
Yes.
And
that went to Europe. Why, he was master of the boat when she went.
He was?
Yeah. Well, but he died down in the West Indies. I don't know how.
Well, wasn't that another James? I thought the one that died in the West Indies was buried down there, wasn't he?
Well, that's what I say.
That's what they always told me, he was buried down there. Didn't he marry Kate Burns?
Yes, he certainly did.
Yes. Well, this must be another James.
Well, I don't know who that would be.
What about Jock that used to live up the creek? What was his name?
What was his name?
Yeah.
Jock Thompson.
Well, wasn't Jock just a nickname?
No, his name was that the Scotchman called Jack. They called him or John. They called him John.
Well, I thought Jock was short for was Scotch for James.
No,
it was John then.
His name was John. They called him Jock.
He was the one that had all the dogs.
Well, he didn't have dogs when I remembered. He had good apples though on the trees.
Yes.
And well, Wilmot had dogs too. This must have.
Oh, Wilmot.
Oh, well, Jock, the dogs Jock had were other people's dogs that he shot when they came up chasing his sheep.
Oh.
Someone was supposed to have come up one time and asked him if they'd seen his dog, and he said, "Oh, I don't know. Go out there and look behind the barn and see if he's on the pile."
Oh, I think that's stories. That's stories.
Like.
I never heard anything like that.
Well, didn't he have several daughters?
I don't know. I never knew he had.
But you remember him?
I remember him well. Going down to his house and him giving us apples when we went to school.
Was he married then?
He wasn't married to my knowledge.
He lived alone, eh? Well.
He used to come down, he wore high boots up here. And there was one time the pants leg would be stuck up here on this one and down on the other one. I remember the cap on the side of his head and peek over his ear.
Oh, yes. Yes, I've seen people go like that. Strange to look back over all those times. Well, now, Nanny, your mother lived in Prince of Wales, didn't she, or Musquash, before she was married?
She lived in West St. John.
Well, I knew she lived there apart, but didn't they live at one time,
well,
or did
they
she?
When they were children, I think, for a short time, yeah.
Well, somebody told me one time, the first time that Grand Charlie ever saw her, she'd been doing something to a feather tick, and she was covered with feathers. Did you ever hear that story? Somebody told me that she was, the feathers that she'd been shaking out the tick, and the feathers had stuck to her, and when he saw her, he thought she was the prettiest
well,
thing, I guess.
She was in West St. John, and down there on Princess Street, I've been in the house lots of times since I was one, and in fact, before my grandmother died. And I don't know where they'd have the feather tick for to be shaken out down in the street.
Well, I thought it was down around Musquash somewhere. Maybe
well,
she.
Yeah, but she was only a child.
She was a child when she moved away from there, was she? Well, now, did she grow up in the old Miles house where Aunt Mary Miles lived? Was that the house she grew up in?
No.
Oh, where was it?
It was down, you know, where the VDA hospital was.
Yes.
Well, about, let me see, on the opposite side of the street, about 200 yards or so below that on the opposite side of the street, right opposite the Reversing Falls.
Oh, down there?
Yeah.
Well, did she just have the one brother?
She had two brothers.
She had two.
Jack and Joe. Oh. Joe died when he was a young man.
Oh, I never heard of Joe. I know Jack was killed, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he was killed after he was married and had a family and living, as you say, in the old Myers house. That was his house. He had that house built.
Oh, himself. He had it built. I see. Yeah. I thought maybe he lived in the old home.
No,
he had that built.
In the old home at all, the old home of Douglas St. John.
Well, did she have any sisters?
One.
What happened to her?
Well, she died here quite a few years ago in St. Stephen, where she had lived when she'd been married. She was Mrs. Fry.
Oh, yeah, that's the Fry. Yes, I remember the name, but I'd forgotten, I guess, that it was her sister.
And I suppose the family, some of them's there yet, but I don't know anything about them.
No.
Now, I used to go down when I was a girl in my teens, go down there a lot.
Yes, yes, I remember them talking about the Fries now.
Yeah. And the girls used to come up and visit with us.
Well, May's the only one of the Miles that's left, isn't she?
Yes, yeah, she's the only one.
Do you know the name of Mullins or Mooney from Dipper Harbor?
Mooney in Dipper Harbor.
Yes.
Where did they live?
Down by Long Beach.
Could have been, but it was long before.
Yes,
my
it was
time,
long
because
before
my
your
great
time.
Aunt married a Mooney, and they went down and lived in Dumbarton outside of St. Stephen.
Where was he from?
Well, he must have been from down. I don't know.
Your great aunt. Which one would that be now?
Well, that would be Aunt Jane, my great aunt.
On your father's side?
Yeah, father's aunt.
Yes, I remember that rings a bell. Well, she must have married him from somewhere.
Well, she, maybe that's where.
That's where he came from. He was one of the original. I believe he was an original grantee. If not, yes, he was.
Before I really know nothing about that.
The O'Neills was here at that time, or was in Dipper Harbor.
Do you remember when your Uncle Harry was killed?
Yeah.
You can remember that. How many of them were there? There was Alfred and Harry. How many more? Do you remember? Fred.
Jim and George and Fred and Alfred and Harry.
Jim, George and Fred. Well, George married a camel, didn't he?
That's right.
And who did Jim?
Jim married a Burns.
That's right. Jim married Kate Burns. Jim and George and Fred. And Alfred was drowned, wasn't
Alfred
he?
Alfred was drowned right out there in the cove.
Yes.
And he was an excellent swimmer.
Yes.
And they were putting out their mourning for their boats. And the rock was heavier than they thought, I guess, and when they put it down over the stern of the boat filled. And Father and Fred was with him, and Father couldn't swim a stroke. I don't know about Fred, I guess he couldn't swim either, but they thought they'd stay with the boat. And Alfred said, oh, it's on the shore, get the dinghy, come out and pick you up. He never got ashore. That's what they tell me about swimming. Everybody should learn to swim, and I don't think they should. Another man I know, he was a sea captain, and he lived here in West St. John. And he went up the river with some more, you know, in the summertime, and was out having a swimming on. And there was a lot of people there swimming up at Crystal Beach. And this woman, she began to yell for help. She was in the water, and he jumped in the water. He was drowned and she brought her ashore. And he was an excellent swimmer. So they say
it. It happens so often.
So it happens often.
Yes.
Definitely. They trust too much or something.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, did Grand Charlie just have the two sisters, Mary and Maggie?
Mary and Maggie and Jane, Mrs. Noah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no, that was his aunt.
That was his aunt.
Yeah.
Jane was his aunt.
Yeah.
And who was she, Mrs.?
Mooney. Jane, that was his
and
aunt.
That's the Mooney from Dipper Harbor then.
But Mary.
That's who I suppose where the Mooney's come from. Where
Mary
she got the
married
Mooney.
Edward's father, didn't she?
Yeah, Mary married our cousin.
Yeah. And
Maggie married, he was her second cousin.
Second Well, now, how was Warren related to us?
Warren? Well, I never thought that Warren was any relation, although he might be, but he was... Well, he would be a brother. Let's see.
Warren's father was... Who was Aunt Matilda?
Well, Warren's father was old William Clark that built that big house up by the canteen there. That was Warren's father.
And he married, Warren's father married the Thompson.
Built the house up for the canteen, what?
Yeah, Warren's father married the Thompson.
Married Mary Thompson. And,
yes, well, she was father's aunt, I think.
Oh, his aunt, I
and
see.
And I think, I might be mistaken, but I think it was Thompson married a camel.
Yeah, that's right, Margaret.
Margaret was it, yeah. So that made the camels and the Clarks and us in connection with that.
Well, who was Aunt Matilda?
Aunt Matilda was William Clark's wife.
Right. That's what I...
And she belonged down St. Stephen or somewhere there, and she was somebody. You know what
yes.
I mean? She
I
was
know.
Really...
Yes.
Yeah. And we used to call her the Dowager.
Yes, I've heard that. Yeah. I think that rose bowl I have at home came from Aunt Matilda.
Is it? She's a very nice person, very lovely person. And did you ever hear anything about Lillian? Lily Clark? Lillian Clark?
No.
Lillian, I guess they used to call her. Well, she was a daughter. She was Warren's sister.
Oh, Warren's sister. I didn't know Warren had sisters. Who did she marry?
Not Warren's sister. She was Lillian Clark's. Warren was, whose son was he? I got them all mixed up.
His
father was who?
Was his father Warren or was he William?
He was.
Warren was the one that built our house, you know.
I know, he was a great carpenter, so was his father.
Yeah.
But his, Warren was, William was his father's name because the one that built the big house up there where the canteen is on that property, where Wilmot lived.
Yes. Well, did he build that? I thought McAdams built that.
Well, I thought...
McAdams lived in it.
Oh, yes, I know, but they lived in it long after. No.
Oh, they didn't build
it? No.
Oh.
Mr. Clark built it.
I see.
The lovely house it was.
Oh, it was. I remember that. It was beautiful.
Beautifully furnished and everything in her time when she was there, because we used to go up and move. She was our Sunday school teacher and we went to schoolhouse with the school.
Oh, yes.
And we used to take her, we always had, as I say, Mother had this big flower garden, so we always took her a bouquet of roses every Sunday when we went to Sunday school, and she'd take us in and give kids cookies. Mm-hmm. But she had a lovely home.
Oh, yes. It was a nice home in Wilmot's time before
was
he got
it?
The
I
dogs.
Never, I never was in after that, you know.
I used to be in it as a child when Louise was there, when Wilmot married.
Yeah.
Beautiful home and lovely furniture.
Yeah, well, it was lovely when they were there, lovely. Do you remember, you don't remember, old John Clark was dead when you were around, wasn't he?
Yes.
We used to call him Hoppity Clink. Isn't that awful?
He was the one that was dumb for 2 years, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was dumb and blind and everything, I guess, when that suited him. An awful character around the bar.
Yes. Well?
Well, who taught him? Who taught him what he knew? And now, was your... The first people, or your first ancestors that came here, must have been educated.
Well, some of them were, I know that, but I couldn't tell you which was.
And
which.
The Clarks must have too, or.
But I don't know whether it was him or whether it was her, I don't know. But they were educated.
Yes, they were, because they were able to teach. And I know when. Charles Devine came. They said he had all his law books from Ireland.
Did he?
Squire Devine. Do you remember him?
Oh, oh yes, I know. Well, I don't remember the old man, no. I remember the family.
Do you remember Charlie Harkins?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember Charlie Harkins.
I never forget Charlie Harkins. The first time ever I saw him, he was in the schooner, and it was thick fog, or was it any fog? But anyway, we heard this noise out on the Duck Pond Point there. And some of the kids come running and said, there's a boat ashore, and they were all cooking. So anyway, Father, he got out and got old Mr. Harkins, and he was on that big top of that big rock, round rock at the end of the point there. And so he brought him in, and it was the fall of the year, it was cold, and I remember him sitting by the stove and sitting like this. When I was a kid, his hands turned in, it was so funny, I never forgot. And he wore earrings, just round gold ears, just the round gold circles in his ears. And oh, he could tell them one of the wildest stories you ever heard. Do you remember Charlie? The young Charlie? Young Charlie?
Well, I suppose it's the young Charlie maybe I remember. Billy's father is the one I remember.
Well, Billy's father was the old Charlie. Young Charlie was, he was retired.
Oh, he died, didn't he?
I don't remember him,
but I remember him.
Yeah.
It was the old fellow I remembered.
Oh, yes. He was tall.
Yes. I can remember coming up the sandbar hill and or across there by the sandbar and seeing him shaving in the window with a mirror up and a long straight race. Funny the things you remember as a kid,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yes.
And then I remember his funeral. You see, they took the casket down the road to the Catholic Church. And I think it was horse-drawn because the casket was out on,
Well, it would be at any time because
And it was a black casket. In those days, everything was black. And Mama pulled the blinds. I remember she pulled the blinds in the house because when the funeral went down the road.
They always did that.
Yes.
Corny Cassie.